Good morning, good people, and thank you so much for tuning into my show, Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. Y'all, it's Monday. I hope y'all are ready to start off this lovely week. It's been such beautiful weather. You have no other choice but to want to go outside. If y'all aren't going outside, then I don't know what to tell y'all. So today, if you haven't been outside, let's start, you know, trying a little bit harder to get out into the nature and helping ourselves. After all, it is Stress Awareness Month. So I do feel like that is very important to get that exercise, meditate, just to feel better. I think that is what God wants. He wants us to feel better and not be stressing in this time. I know it's a lot going on, but there is still room for gratefulness and that all-around betterness. I want to start y'all off with something this morning. It's called You Brought Me by Marvin Sapp. When I listened to this song, it made me think of all the things that God has done for me. Maybe y'all can think along the same lines as well as you listen to this song. And then I'll come back with a jazz piece by Art Sherrod Jr.
Looking over my life, yes, and you've been so good to me. When I was down to my last dime, you made a way for me every time. From a mighty long way. You've been a father, you've been a mother, you've been a sister and a brother too. You didn't leave me, you stayed right by my mother, and when trouble came, the tears wipe them from my eyes. I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but you made old death step back and behave. I said you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way.
Come on.
Was Love Come Down by Evelyn Champagne King. Next up is The Lord Is Blessing Me by Bishop Larry Trotter and Sweet Holy Spirit. And following will be Different Level by Reggie Foster. And after that will be The Daily Devotion. So stay tuned for that.
Somebody tell them the Lord is blessing me.
You are tuned in to WRUULP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. All right, y'all. It is time for the devotion for today by Joyce Meyer Ministries. In today's devotion, she talks about us having a great, big, happy life. Since being good to people has become one of my personal goals, my joy tank, she calls it. Her joy tank never runs dry for very long. I've even discovered that when I do get sad or discouraged, I can begin to think on purpose about what I can do for someone else. And before long, I'm feeling better. You might have heard the verse, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The Amplified Bible says it is this way. It is more blessed, which makes someone happier than it is to be envied. To give than to receive. You may know that verse, but do you really believe it? If you do, then you're probably doing your best to be a blessing everywhere you go. For a long time, I could quote this verse, but I obviously didn't believe it because I spent my time trying to be blessed rather than looking to bless others. I've now learned that we don't really know what joy is until we forget about ourselves and start focusing on others and become generous givers. To be generous, we need to do more than just toss some change in a bucket during the holidays or give to our church once a week. Giving on Sunday should be simply just a practice for the way we live our everyday lives outside the four walls of the church. I don't want to just give offerings. I want to be a giver. I want to offer myself every day to God for whatever He might need me to do. It took me a long time to develop this attitude, though. Over many years, I had to tell myself thousands of times, I love people and I enjoy helping people. If you'll put it into practice, this thought will change your life. As you become a generous giver, you'll be amazed at how happy you are and how much you enjoy life. If you want to be like God, always go the extra mile. Always give more than enough and always be generous. The prayer starter for this is, Father, please help me be more intentional to love, serve, and give generously. Thank you for showing me how to bless people today. In Jesus' name, amen. And with that, y'all, when it's placed on your heart to give, just give it. Just give it. Don't think about what you may have or what you may do without. Honestly, if God placed it on your heart, just give it. Several times I've pulled out a $5 bill and I was like, whoa, I wasn't going for a $5 bill. I was going for like a dollar or two. But okay, Lord, if this is what you want me to give, I will give it. And to see that person happy, especially if they're genuinely hungry, if you got food in your car, so what if you just bought it? Go buy some more. I'm just saying, you never know how you answer that person's prayer. Think about it.
Voting is now open for Connect Savannah's annual Best of Savannah Readers Poll, and WRUU is once again on the ballot. Last year, you voted us best in the local radio station and talk radio station categories. Continue your support of WRUU 107.5 FM by again voting for us in the Best Local Radio Station and Best Local Talk Radio Station categories. And this year, vote for your favorite WRUU morning program and favorite WRUU host. Voting ends at 11:59 p.m. sharp on Tuesday, April 14th, and results will be revealed the night of Tuesday, May 19th. For details and voting, visit ConnectSavannah.com. And as always, thank you for listening to supporting and voting for WRUU LP Savannah. Now you have a chance to support both Savannah Independent Artists and WRUU during this shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of COVID-19. Creatives in Need is a group of independent artists hosted by the Roots Up Gallery, which is collaborating with WRUU during this shelter-in-place to offer an online art gallery at www.rootsupgallery.com. For every work of art sold at this online gallery, the artists receive 80% from the sales and 20% goes to WRUU and its programs like Art on the Air. Interested listeners can go to www.rootsupgallery.com to start shopping today. This is a message from the Georgia State Department of Public Health. There is a State of Georgia hotline people can call with questions or if they think they may have been exposed to the COVID-19 virus. It is 1-844-442-2681. If you believe you're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 or have been exposed to the novel coronavirus, please contact your primary care doctor, an urgent care clinic, or your local federally qualified healthcare center. Please do not show up at an emergency room or healthcare facility unannounced. More information can be found at dph.georgia.gov.
WRUU 107.5 FM is a new and different listener-supported and all-volunteer community radio station for Savannah. Our diverse broadcast and web programming is supported by generous listeners who value our passion and spunk. We are independent of other media and receive no government or large corporate support. People like you are the largest and most important source of our funding. Go to WRUU.org to find out how you can make a one-time or monthly contribution. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Now it's time for the positive word, quote, and scripture of the day. Today's positive word, it is actually two words together. Active listening. I chose active listening because I actually climbed, because that was a climb. I climbed up Stone Mountain yesterday. And when I say that, it was like I could just feel God's presence. I could feel his presence plain as day because I was struggling and I was calling on him. For the ones that know, I had, you know, picked up some weight. And coming out of your comfort zone to do something is sometimes difficult. But yesterday, I would just briefly say that going up the mountain, I struggled at first. At first, my adrenaline was going and I was good. I started reaching the halfway mark and I was like, am I even halfway there yet? And I wasn't halfway there yet, but I kept going. I didn't listen to any gospel along the entire way until I got almost to the top, to the last incline. And it was the last incline that I struggled with the most. As I began going up the incline, I just began to be so out of breath that I didn't really want to keep going. Honestly, when I got to the halfway mark, I was like, oh, well, maybe I can just stop here. I have a pretty good view from here. It'll be good from there. But something was just like, no, don't you want to finish? Now, why would you stop halfway? So I listened to that. I paid attention to it. I didn't just hear it and then just let it wander off like a butterfly. I paid attention and I was like, okay, let's keep going. It'll be okay. So as I kept going is when I reached the final incline and I said, Lord, help me. And I had my headphones in. So, you know, when you have your headphones in, sometimes you're louder than you even think. So I heard someone laugh and they were looking at me. They were probably laughing at me. I don't know. But it was just funny to me because I was very tired. So I said, Lord, please, I just want to make it to the top. I just want to make it to the top and have that feeling of accomplishment that I did it. That I actually did it. And when I got up there to where the rails are, if anyone that has climbed Stone Mountain, you know that there are rails right before you get to that final incline. And that's where I was when Encourage Yourself came on, which has always been a song that helped me to encourage myself. The words in the song just moved me. But I wasn't very encouraged at first. I will be honest. Transparency. I will be honest. I wasn't very encouraged. I was, but I wasn't. I was still kind of like, oh, kind of dreading it. I wanted, you know, just to get it over. And I kept stopping. As I began to hear the end of the song, it just made me think of every single thing that God has brought me through, that everything that he's done for me. And I was just so grateful, and I could feel his presence. It was like, okay, Lord, you put Encourage Yourself on. I was still walking, but it was just like I felt him push me. It was like he gave me a second wind. It was like I glided up the hill, and it just felt so good. Now, when I made it to the top, I was tired. But when I made it to the top, it just felt so good to make it and to know that, you know, God heard me. God heard me. You know, to have a good relationship with anyone, you have to have good listening skills. You can't always just be a talker, you know, just talking and talking. You have to be a good listener. So today it brought me to active listening. I asked God, what should I share today? And active listening came to my mind. Active listening is a skill that can be acquired and developed with practice. If God wouldn't have heard me, if he wouldn't have been listening to me, should I say, because he heard me, but if he wouldn't have been listening, fully concentrating on what I was saying, of helping me make it up that hill, I might have still would have been standing there today. That's how tired I was. But it just brought to my attention of how in life, we have our trials and tribulations. And when we don't call on God, he's still there. He's there. But when you call on him, it's like you feel the power. You just feel him. I can't explain it. I told my mom, I said, I can't explain the feeling, but I could feel God there. It just made me so emotional. I just really enjoyed that moment. But it made me think of how in life, when we're on an incline, as I was inclining up the mountain, it made me think I was having thoughts about, man, this makes me think about how life is. Because as I kept going, I needed to call God more and more. I needed him more and more. And as we're going through this right now, we need God more and more. We need to call on him. It just automatically came to me. I could have just been huffing and puffing, trucking up the hill. But I called on God and he came. Because out of all the songs that could have popped up on my playlist, Encourage Yourself did. Like I said, I didn't play any gospel up until that. So it's not like I had it on, you know, Pandora, where it's playing random things, or I have a certain workout playlist, because I don't just play random music, whatever I'm feeling. And that came on. So I knew that God heard me. He pushed me. He actively listened. So let's actively listen. But let's also give God our undivided attention, too. Active listening means that you are concentrating on what is being said rather than just passively hearing the message. Also, in this time, I would like to say, let's listen actively to our loved ones, since this is a time of isolation where it seems like everyone is starting to bond more. Seeing a lot of families doing family fun stuff on social media and everything. That is really good. But when it comes down to communication, let's actually listen to what that person has to say. They may not have told you how they felt a year or two ago. Okay, well, they're telling you now. And if you really care, you would really consider, you would actively listen and you would consider their feelings. So let's work on that. I do believe that is something that we should all work on during this time. No one is always right. No one is always right. But before I drag on that too long, I want to go ahead and move over to today's scripture, which is Proverbs 12:24. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. Y'all, let's be diligent. Let's get it done. Let's do things to help ourselves. I know there can't be a way that everyone wants to sleep all day, every day. That is the most boring quarantine ever. So let's take this time to work on ourselves. What can you do to improve yourself? Everybody in this world has something they need to work on. I'm working on things myself. And working out is one of them. So it made me feel really good by going to Stone Mountain. It really did. So what is it that you're working on that you would like to be better at? Today's quote is coming from George Bernard Shaw. Progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. But when you learn to change your mind, you can change anything. So let's remember, y'all, it starts all with a single thought. A thought that you can do it. A will to keep going. The will to not give up. What is that for you? What is something that you refuse to give up on? That you know that God placed on your heart to do, but you don't want to give up on it because you want to see it come to pass. And maybe this time of the COVID-19 has paused it a little bit, or maybe has even stopped it. Well, we're going to say pause because this too shall pass. So what is that? Only you know. I want to take it back a little bit with Kirk Franklin, Looking For You. I heard this song on the radio the other day, and when I say I was jamming at the traffic light, so I hope y'all jammed just as hard as I did to this. Check it out.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job. Be encouraged, boo. Come on!
Father. And it ain't one night, it ain't one night. I already know the battle, yeah, it's gonna get better.
drugs from a mighty long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Clothes, no matter what I'm wearing, I will always be the envy of me. the name of the game. A misconception, a mass deception. Something's got to change. Don't be offended, this is all my opinion. Ain't nothing that I'm saying law. This is a true confession of a life learned lesson I will sit here to share with y'all. So get in where you fit and go on to shine. Clear your mind, now's the time. Put your salt on the shelf, go on and love yourself. Cause everything is gonna be alright.
Love your average girl from your video.
All right, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed that. That was A Love of My Own, Robert G. featuring Art Sherrod Jr. Now, as we all know, it is Stress Awareness Month. So I would like to give today's tip for Stress Awareness Month. To help maintain stress, it is important to stay hydrated. Drink a bottle of water before you go to bed and when you wake up. Drink up for a good night's sleep. A good night's sleep reduces stress. Don't you want to wake up more refreshed? I can't stand waking up feeling groggy. Feeling refreshed and ready to go. It's my type of rising out of the bed. So, for anyone that is working on a healthier lifestyle, this can help that. So stay hydrated. Drink your water. Don't forget your broccoli, your spinach, blueberries, citrus, turmeric, ginger, shellfish, and so many other things. You can find those healthy foods to build your immune system online. Let's work on building our immune system, staying hydrated, and being healthy. All right, y'all. It is that time. I'm Jessica Williams, and thank you so much for tuning into my show, Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. I love y'all. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Until tomorrow, have a happy Monday. Love y'all. Peace.